On the 25th of May 2020, George Floyd, a 46-year-old black American man, was killed by a white police officer. The officer knelt on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. In response, 14 black and Asian British writers came together. This is the result.
Minutes 46 Seconds by Roy Williams. Performed by Elijah Ansah
and Roy Williams. So you want to know about my 8 minutes 46 seconds, yeah? I was lying in bed one night. It was 1981, trying to sleep. But it ain't happening on the account of me hearing my older brother Errol going into it with my mum.
She was cussing him left and right, cause not only was he out all night, he somehow made it all the way to Brixton, cause it was kicking off over there. Mum was all about, keep your head down, don't make trouble. Errol was the opposite, and I was somewhere in between. The next morning on my way to school, Errol took it upon himself to lecture me on how to deal with the police when I get stopped and searched again. Look them in the eye, don't say nothing to them, be powerful, look powerful. By the time he reached the school gates, I was well tired of his voice. I mean, he's my brother, and I rank him and all that. But he loves to go on. I cut him off finally by saying, bruv, it's cool, it's all good. I got this. I deal with things my way. He goes, all right, but you go find out. Find out what I goes. How the white man stay. And if they cannot get you one way, they will get you another. Trust. A couple of hours later, during lunch break, my mate Lee is bragging about some new Atari computer game he's got. So he invites me around to his yard to check it out. Lee's crib was only a minute walk from school, so he goes home for his lunch every day. Lee's dad was at home, and Lee was right. The old man was the dead spit from Shaking Stevens. He seemed all right, but everywhere Lee went in his house, I followed, which is natural. But everywhere I went, Lee's dad wasn't too far behind. I could feel his eyes all over me. We were up in Lee's room playing the game, and there was Lee's dad, just hovering by the door. Even Lee asked his dad, what's up? I knew Lee had brought friends round to his yard before, so even he knew that something was up with his dad. And I didn't always act like this. The only time his dad took his eyes off me was when he asked to have a quick word with Lee. More like he told him he wanted a word. He shut the door behind, so all I could hear was a muffled argument going on. I could hear a female voice as well, so I knew that the mum was getting involved too. The next thing Lee was telling me was that we have to go back to school because he needs to do something. The brer couldn't even look at me when he came out with that lie. I didn't see much of Lee after that. I knew he invited other boys to play in his Atari in his yard during lunchtime. Other white boys. Lee's dad never called me a name or nothing, and I can never prove for certain what that was about, but I knew how long I was in there for. Errol was right. The white man always finds a way.
Now, is that 8 minutes, 46 seconds enough for you?
Cyrita by Carol Russell. Performed by Carol Russell. This thing that happened the 25th of May, it's not a new thing, and it's not something that just happened in America neither. The 1970s was rough. Don't get me wrong, things were bad from when we parents reach here from yard, but Fimi generation decides that we not take it no more. We parents used to tell we, if we keep we head down and work hard, the white man would respect we. If we give up with language and chat like English people, the white man would respect we. If we keep ourselves quiet and not make up too much noise, the white man would see say we was different from the other black people them, and them would respect we. And also we did try. We keep ourselves respectable. We work hard. We talk just like the white people them. We hold down the noise. We try everything. But one thing was clear. Them never want to hear. Yes, ma'am. Back in the 70s, sus did a kill we. Man couldn't walk street without Babylon grab we up, fling we in a Black Mariah and beat we bumbo. Arrest we. Babylon plan we, pow we. If man have care, Babylon stop we and give we producer. Them all take we man care. Me did have one care. Red. MGBGT. Pretty like money. Police stop me and ask me how much me charge make me can afford the care. We was always under suspicion. Nowadays, Pickney would have called it under suspicion of living while black. But the night Delroy and them did bring Cedric back to my mother's yard, him face did look like a piece of meat one dog chew over and left. Him body bruise up. Him rib them broke. It was a good thing my mother was a nurse. Although, we did have to listen to a whole heap of ya-ya, arse-dead, cow-fat, jackass marga argument before she said to him. It takes Cedric's face and body weeks for him. And enough was enough. Just like these nowadays Pickney, we start make up noise and march. We make placard and protest. Summer we did remember Angela Davis and Black Panther them, and we said slavery day is done, and we wasn't going to sit down and wait there like with parents them for white man give we rights. If them no want give we take them. It was a whole heap of things did lead to where them called the Brixton riots in 81. From theory point of view, man couldn't walk a Brixton without police grab we up on suspicion. Suspicion of thieving, selling weed, mugging, stixing, assault. So the Friday evening in April, when a group of we did pass, a group of police and man and glad brethren, we decide so we not allow them to take him away. So we fight them. And the next thing we know, the whole of Brixton are born. And through Cedric the afraid of my mother, in carrying me home and in go back down to Brixton. That night, I stand up on the balcony with my uncle, watching the flames turn the sky orange. And I will never forget hearing my uncle say, them fed bonnet, yes. And we billet. I feel with blood, sweat and tears in the fabric of this country. Since them can't hear so them fi treat me like smaddy, them I go feel. The Saturday, we fight police and we win that battle. 279 police injured to 45 and we. That summer, it did come in like the whole anger did up there. Liverpool, Birmingham, Bristol, Southall, Manchester. We really come out and tell Babylon, say, we not take it no more. And we have to go back again in 1985. When them shoot cherry gross in our yard, say them a look for our son. So you see, when me see my grandpick, them a put on their runner mask and go and say them a protest, my heart swell up in my chest with pride and vexation. as me remember when me and them grandfather did have to go and meet few with wise herd. And when them father did have to go do the same thing in 2011. And see them here now, having to do the same thing in 2020. But when me see everybody around the world and march for George Floyd, who dead when the police kneel down upon him neck and kill him, I said, maybe this time. Maybe this time we will end this racism we've been living under for over 400 years. I hope this is the last time. Because now it's time. It's time.
The Revolution Will Be Televised by Letty Precious, performed by Jay Danuka.
I will march until my feet bleed, raise my fist to the air and shout, Black Lives Matter, bitch. Fuck if I'll stay at home after watching another black man lynched in front of the world. Black bodies are falling everywhere. What a strange fruit. I'll suit up in all black to make my melanin pop. I'll shout at the top of my lungs, enough! There are black tears flooding the streets. Stop killing us! Stop killing us! As if I'd stay home after watching a grown man cry for his mum, foaming at the mouth. Black kin, black skin, matching the road he was lying on, dying on. Mama, they're going to kill me. I'll wear pain on my chest and anger on my face. I'll side-eye so-called friends who don't stand with me. Fuck you! The UK is not innocent! Black jeans, black shirt, black gloves, black face. I'll walk down London Street shouting, Power to the people! I will stride like a Black Panther. I will stand like Angela Davis. I will fight like Malcolm X. Fuck, I have a dream. Rest in peace, Martin. But they are fucked with the last generation. White silence is violence. You damn right I hold that sign way up high, a middle finger next to it and shout, No justice, no peace. Fuck racist police. The revolution will be televised. It won't be a trend on my part, an IG post or tweets for likes. Fuck if I stand by and see another human killed and turn a blind eye. I'll continue to fight. My, oh my. I'm done crying and then going back to my normal life. The final touch will be the afro comb with a black fist nestled in my naps. I'll shout, Black is beautiful. It's time for change.
I Can Breathe, But I Don't, by Samina Baig, performed by Stephanie Street. Summertime. My new dress was tight. Figure-hugging, neon pink with black tiger stripes or leopard splashes. I can't remember. A fashion cub. I was 16 going on 17. Ready to mate in Miss Selfridge. I didn't know where to start. I was going to my first party where parents would not be present. A sprawling house on the edge of town. Room led to room, wooden floors, worn furniture. Cool before it was cool. I'd gone with a friend. She was blonde, porcelain skinned, happy to be the hottest temptress there. She disappeared into a room, smiling at me faintly. I walked around, pretending I was on my way somewhere, on my way to talk to someone, party with someone. But after a few circuits, this became embarrassing. There was a bonfire in the garden. I could hide out there in the shadows, I thought, or sit around staring into the flames with anyone too high or drunk to speak. So I stepped out, felt the heat of the flames against my bare brown legs and arms. I could hear some lads swigging beer up a wide branch tree. Peroxide hair or jet black, stiff with gel. Goths and new romantics, glowing orange in the firelight. I liked one of them. He knew it. I was right there in the right place at the right time. My dress would look super good in this light. Blood rushed to my cheeks, ready to swoon. Then his friend drawled down at me. Let's lynch the packy. Let's lynch the nigger. I froze. Like stone. I can breathe, but I don't. He pulled at the rope of a tree swing, rattling its chains. I remember the chains. Come on, let's do it. No one spoke. And I didn't move. Couldn't. Nigel, his name was. We'd met before in the town bars. Awkward as we watched our mates perno their way into a snog, eyes open. He had ignored me then, but not now. He rattled the swing again, wanting to be heard. Let's lynch her, he cried, almost pleading. Then I heard the guy I liked shushing him gently. Like a child, he quietened, soothed out of drunken violence, dropping his bottle, spilling his beer. They all laughed, slapped his back, ruffled his hair. I backed away out of the light. Summertime 1986.
Sheehy by Gurpreet Kaur Bhati, performed by Papa Esiadu.
Look at that piece of shit over there. It's brown and it stinks. They laugh. They laugh so loud it makes me want to laugh. Is it funny? Is it a joke? Do I just not get the joke? They're just being... I don't know. Why did they say it? I don't know. Not everyone thinks that. What does everyone think? I should just forget it. I can't forget it. I'm making it worse for myself because I keep remembering it. So is it my fault? Ribs cracked, hair pulled, black eyes even blacker. Go home, you fucking cunt. Get out of my country. Get out. I don't want to see you. If I don't see you, then I can be a somebody. White boys grow up to be white men who take the knee on their doorsteps. Oh, quick, get a family photo. Post it. I know I don't get it, but I want to show solidarity. Fuck your nothingness solidarity. What is it? How many black people have ever stepped on your doorstep and gone through your front door? Count, go on, count now. Stop asking me questions. Stop asking me to remember what I'm trying to forget. You do it. You try and remember, not what you said, but every feeling you've ever had about me, every thought at school, at work, on the street. I'm not crying. I never cried, so why are you crying? Stop it. You change your brain then your heart, and do something.